This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A second blackout has hit Caracas, Venezuela after a day of dueling rallies between embattled President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. Caracas residents gathered in the streets to escape their hot apartments. National police patrolled and blocked certain main avenues, but the situation late Saturday remained calm. The blackout followed a day of competing rallies between embattled President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. Guaido told his supporters that he and other members of the opposition-controlled National Assembly would conduct a nationwide trip to amass support. Across the city, embattled President Maduro said that Guaido is a puppet of those who want to overthrow his government. Saturday's power failure was the second this week, after one Thursday plunged the city into darkness and then eased about 24 hours later. The blackouts heightened tension between the bitterly divided factions, which accused each other of being responsible for the collapse of the power grid. Nigerians went to the polls on Saturday to choose governors in 29 of 36 states in Africa's largest democracy. Amid reports of heavy military deployment, attacks against electoral facilities in a few areas, and at least 8 deaths, turnout appeared to be low. VOA Hausa reporter Balbalgida Jibril was in Lagos.
Voting started very late, maybe around 9, 10 in some places. But notwithstanding, there are people that came out for the election. But to be honest, there is still low turnout of people compared to the last election that was held in Lagos.
Just like the country's presidential vote, Saturday's vote was postponed by 1 week. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization has denounced a deadly attack Saturday on an Ebola treatment center in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Gunmen attacked the center at Butembo, North Kivu Province early Saturday, killing a policeman and wounding a health worker. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, speaking after his 4-hour visit to the Butembo clinic, told reporters the violence in the region was undermining the early progress that had been made in fighting the Ebola outbreak.
As you know, we're at a pivotal moment in this outbreak, and all partners will not relent until we put an end to this outbreak.
The Butembo facility only reopened last Saturday after an attack by gunmen the previous Wednesday forced it to close. French riot police used water cannon and fired tear gas against yellow-vested protesters in Paris on Saturday afternoon, the 17th straight weekend of anti-government demonstrations. As during previous demonstrations by the movement, the protest began at the Arc de Triomphe, looped through both sides of the Seine River, and then ended at the top of the Luxembourg Gardens on the left bank. Marches were also held in numerous cities around France, including Bordeaux and Lille. The protests began in November against an increase in gas taxes, but have become a movement against French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies, which protesters say favor the wealthy over ordinary French citizens. Italy's ambassador to Pakistan has confirmed the deaths of 2 missing European mountain climbers on Nanga Parbat, the world's 9th tallest mountain. AP correspondent Zaria Shakili reports.
Ambassador Stefano Pontecorvo tweeted that the search for Italian Daniel Nardi and Briton Tom Ballard ended after team confirmed that silhouettes spotted at a height of about 6,455 yards were those of the 2 climbers. Pakistani army helicopters with 4 rescuers had searched the mountain for days. Nardi from near Rome had attempted to scale Nanga Parbat in winter several times. Ballard was the son of British climber Alison Hargreaves, the first woman to scale Mount Everest alone. I'm Zaria Shakili.
And Grammy-winning singer R. Kelly has been released from a Chicago jail for the second time after an anonymous donor paid his $161,000 of child support. A judge had ordered Kelly jailed for failure to pay the entire amount. Kelly has been charged with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse for relationships with women, including 3 that were underage. He has denied any wrongdoing and pleaded not guilty. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.